Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 17, I See No Neutral Things. You might be wondering why it is so important to understand that you see no neutral things and you have no neutral thoughts. We are beginning to learn that our thoughts create all of our experiences, and if this is so, then every thought you have is creative. You are actually creating 100% of the time. Remember that you are a walking projector, and everything you are holding in your mind right now, you are actually projecting those thoughts just as if they are reality. And remember, there is a true reality that God has already given that is actually covered up by this projection of your own thoughts. So let's take an example. Let's say that today you have a very large bill that is due within about a couple of weeks, and you have no idea where that money will come from and what will need to happen to resolve this obligation. And perhaps you're already going into fear and worry and doubt. The moment we take on a perception, we begin to try to solve our perceived problem. And when we do this, we are actually blocking the divine and natural flow of our happiness and abundance as God has already given it. If today you are sitting there wondering how you will pay this bill, your declaration is that you have a gap in your abundance, that you have a gap that needs to be filled in order for this problem to be resolved. The Course in Miracles calls this engaging illusions. Now, it may feel like it's very, very real because there are ramifications if this bill does not get paid. But if we can get back to our true reality, our true and natural state of abundance as God has given it, you see, all the effects would literally be undone so that we can get back to the true effects of our actual and natural state of truth. Today, let's leave a space between where we are and our perceived problem, whatever it is, and we can fill that space in with a prayer like this. Dear God, thank you in advance for filling in this space in my mind. Thank you for healing any part of my mind where I have consented to an idea, a belief that I could have anything less than what you have given. I am willing to accept only what you have given, the abundance, the happiness, the joy, the ease, and the grace, and let the rest go. I will not focus on my perceived problem. I will bring my problem to you, turn it over to you, and let it be undone at its cause, which is in my mind. Thank you for healing the part of my mind that ever said that I could have less than something I need with ease and abundance. I am willing to see this differently. Thank you for healing my mind and allowing the truth to correct all the errors in my mind. I am willing to see everything differently and to place this entire situation in your hands and dedicate it to the truth so that peace is inevitable. I will walk in certainty today because I am one with you. I will not attempt to solve a problem that in truth I do not have. Thank you in advance for a glorious day of healing and miracles. I am willing to lift up my heart and open my mind to the absolute love that you have already given, the certainty, the safety, and of course, the abundance. Amen.